Warning, there are spoilers in this episode.
My brilliant bookworms, it's holiday season, and holiday season means it's very, very busy for me. So, yeah, I know I'm posting after over a month and a half, but I might not post for another while. I don't know, honestly. Life is crazy, and writing scripts takes concentration that I don't have half the time. So, yeah, we'll see how that goes. But happy holidays, guys. Today I have a what if episode. What if Squirrelflight made it Ashfur, or was with Ashfur instead of Bramblestar / Claw / annoying guy? So my first thing on the list for if Squirrelflight had made it Ashfur instead is, well, Brambleclaw would be sad. Obviously, I don't know for sure what would happen with that, because I'm not a genius, and I'm not one of the Errands, secretly. No, sorry. But, I don't think Brambleclaw would go down the path that Ashfur did, because... Okay, so I love Ashfur, but he's not exactly the most honorable warrior that exists. Like, come on. Pretty much any other warrior wouldn't have taken the I'm gonna be an evil enemy person cat now. So let's kill kits and stuff. I don't think Brambleclaw would have done that. I think he would just kind of move on, find another cat, try to make Squirrelflight jealous. But everybody knows that Ashfur is way better than Brambleclaw. Well, I know it. I don't know how many other people, cats. Ugh. How many other cats know the truth behind Ashfur and Brambleclaw, but very clearly Ashfur is superior. Also, my assumption is if Squirrelflight wasn't with power-hungry Bramblestar, Squirrelflight might have been made actual Squirrelstar instead of him, because she's better. And if they're mated, it's like, well, of course the male is gonna be... Like, they're both Firestars... No, sorry. Sorry they're not. Unless it's a very ancient thing, but between the two, I would for sure choose Squirrelflight over Ashfur to be a leader. So I feel like Squirrelflight would have ended up deputy, because it wouldn't be necessarily the pick between Brambleclaw and Squirrelflight as mates, because cats, like, I feel like you'd pick the male out of the pair of cats to be the leader if it was like a choice between the two and they were like both awesome warriors and stuff. But if it's the female is with a different one who is clearly worse, and the male is just kind of offsides, just not really doing much now that he's not limelight because Squirrelflight was Firestar's kin, I feel like then Squirrelflight would be the leader or deputy first. And then if she didn't die, because obviously that's a very prominent issue in Warrior Cats culture. If she didn't die, she would be made leader way before any other chances if she were mated to Ashfur instead of Brambleclaw / Star. Also, Ashfur obviously wouldn't have been evil, which leads to a whole other domino effect. Like... Lionblaze, Hollyleaf, and Jayfeather probably wouldn't have figured out as soon as they did that Leafpool is their biological mom, which would have been way better for the actual fighting to commence and stuff during the Great War or whatever they call it. I honestly haven't opened a Warriors book in so long. I'm planning on reading... So I stopped reading Warriors... Sorry, complete sidetrack, but I stopped reading Warriors because I don't like reading the book and then having to wait an entire year reading other random books in between and then read the next book and not know anything of what's going on. So I'm probably going to wait until this series is over and then read it and then wait until the next one is over, assuming they're writing another one. But of course, knowing the Aarons, of course they're going to write another book. Anyway, back to my what-if scenario. So yeah, Ashfur's not evil. Let's think about the chain of events here. So if Ashfur's not evil, of course he's probably not gonna blow Leafpool and Squirrelflight's secret if he figures it out in this scenario, because who knows where he would have been, when he would have gotten the information. Really, there's no complete way of knowing unless he were to go and literally, like, send an email or say in person, just like, what? Okay, Aaron, be straight with me. What the heck would you have done if Ashfur had made it Squirrelflight? But following the chain of events, Ashfur probably wouldn't have blown Squirrelflight and Leafpool's cover. And then also, that means Hollyleaf wouldn't have killed Ashfur, which means Ashfur wouldn't have been an evil Dark Forest cat, which means that the entire Broken Code arc wouldn't happen, really. Like, Ashfur's not going to possess Bramblestar if he's not dead, and if Brambleclaw isn't Bramblestar, because Squirrelflight is actually Squirrelstar, because that is just better. And then, if he's not doing any of the possessing, then really, there's not a point for him to steal Bramblestar's ghost into the Dark Forest, which means there's no point for them to go to the Dark Forest, which means that, there's no point for them to drown Ashfur in the water that is surrounding the Dark Forest and taking over the Dark Forest, which means that Bristlefrost wouldn't die, and, that the end of that series wouldn't have been the literal worst. Like, that ending just really got to me. I loved Bristlefrost so much. I loved Bristlefrost, and, like, Bristlefrost and Rootspring was an eh ship because, I mean, guys, we really just had Twig Branch and Finleap. Like, it's the ThunderClan and SkyClan, female from ThunderClan, male from SkyClan. Like, that didn't really work out in my brain, but I didn't think they were gonna kill Bristlefrost. That was the worst, literal worst. So that probably wouldn't have happened because Ashfur wouldn't be evil, so there'd be no reason to drown him in the dark water in the Dark Forest. So, yeah, I mean, hopefully I have won over any and all Bramblestar x Squirrelflight shippers. What do you call it? Brambleflight? Squirrelstar? Probably Squirrelclaw, because I don't know why you'd call it Squirrelstar. Ashflight is definitely the best Squirrelflight ship. I don't know what the best ship is. Yeah. So, that is my what if. Now, and it's going to be a little bit for me, but it won't be that long for you guys, obviously. I am going to sing Take You Down by Amanda Fagan. I'm sitting there smug on your throne. Being the footstool is the only life that I've known. Always doing whatever you want to do, and everyone's too scared to stand up to you. Well, I'm tired of you bossing me around. You know you aren't the only tough guy in this town. I think it's finally time I took you down. So I aimed, I took my shot, you're right, I'm not like you, I'm everything that you're not. You really had the nerve to mock me, well I'm unbreakable, nothing's ever stopping me now. I'm always gonna take you down. You think you're so big and bad talking down to me. Well, I'm sick and tired of your anarchy. And yes, it's true, I was once scared of you. But now I've got the guts to see you through. Well, I'm tired of you always coming round. You never shoulda messed with my hometown. So I think it's about time I took you down. So I swung my battle axe and you may knock me down, but I'll always come back. You really had the nerve to mock me. Well, I'm unbreakable. Nothing's ever stopping me now. I'm always gonna take you down. Think you're so clever, got us all attached to strings, but I'm gonna cut the ones attached to me. You better run. I'm chasing down my fear, shouting down with the puppeteer. Enjoy your time still on the throne, 'cause I'll make sure you're finally overthrown. You really had the nerve to mock me. Well, I'm unbreakable, nothing's ever stopping me now. Never shoulda messed with my hometown. You can say goodbye to your precious crown. I'm always gonna take you down. Yeah, that's the episode. Thank you guys so much for listening and flying again sometime.